listener production.
Hello, Adam Hemmings with your news briefing. Police remain at a Mount Lawley property searching for the remains of a missing Perth man. It's been 28 years since Nicola LaFaunce vanished without a trace. Police say they never close the case as they always look for new leads and evidence. The WA Nationals are going against their federal counterparts, saying they still fully support an Indigenous voice to Parliament. Leader Mia Davies says the state branch has a different view, and she's expressed that to David Littleproud.
We have a state conference motion that supports the statement from Uluru, which includes a voice to Parliament. And we also agree that there needs to be more done to invest and support communities right now.
Environmental activists have glued their hands to each other and the ground outside the state government's office. Police were called to Duma's house in West Perth this morning to remove the group. They were protesting against subsidies for Australian fossil fuel. In sport, Scott Boland has been left out of Australia's squad for the first test against the West Indies. It starts at Perth Stadium tomorrow. And prized West Coast draft pick Ruben Jinbi is looking forward to starting and says growing up in the southwest has given him a good grounding.
Growing up in Duns was a really nice lifestyle, and I was really privileged to live near the beach. And I was always outdoors, whether that's kicking footy with my mates or mountain biking or surfing, that kind of thing. So I think that has really transitioned into my personality.